thanks. That was lovely. Today, I'm going to talk about the two parts of our third principle. The third principle is acceptance of one another and a commitment to spiritual growth. I'm going to do this. I'm going to talk about four things, okay? I'm stretching the envelope here. I'm going to talk about the two parts. I'm going to talk about what spiritual growth is. I'm going to talk about how important it is to have a clear mind. And then I'm going to talk about how important this is to accept all parts of ourselves and our human beings around us. I think you could look at our third principle from two different points of view. The first point of view is kind of the big church point of view, if you will, the unwoke point of view. We accept differences in each other in how we approach our spiritual growth. I've added that little phrase there. And we support everyone's everyone's work to have spiritual growth. We commit to spiritual growth for us all. But when I first read the first principle, and can we get the visual going? I'm just going to have it up there for a little bit so we can look at it. Accept one another and encouragement of personal growth in our congregations. To me, that's a mashup. That's two different things. First, we accept each other as a diverse people. And second, we commit to the spiritual growth of all of these different people. You can really emphasize the first part or the second part. Somehow you have to balance them out. Otherwise, we have principle 3A and principle 3B, or maybe we even have eight principles, not seven. So in this congregation, I feel we have all made a great, huge commitment to accept the diversity of everyone. We have people with backgrounds in many different faiths. We even have people with no faith or questioning faith. We want to accept different cultural, economic, and social diversities, and we want to accept all the different aspects of the LGBTQ+ diversity that we have in our congregation. And since I'm involved in welcoming, they're all very important to me. I think that we've done this in our church. We've taken on being a sanctuary church. We advertise ourselves as welcoming. We perform same-sex wedding services. We have an active commitment to racial and reproductive justice, and this is very important. In fact, it's right there on our church webpage. I've outlined it there in red. Northwoods Unitarian Universalist Church welcomes people of all ages, races, gender identities, sexual orientations, classes, abilities, languages, and cultural background. Our liberal religious denomination encourages each person to pursue his or her own spiritual journey. We need they there on there too. Note that this is really a big restatement of our first principle, and it's right there underneath all the neat pictures of our church and the members. We have Jewish, we have mainstream Protestant, Catholic, Baptist, Buddhist, Taoist, and we have pagan members. We have artists, social activists. We have agnostics, atheists, humanists, and if I didn't mention your particular approach, please come up after church, introduce yourself to me, and I'll be happy to add it. We have those who drum. We have those who knit. We even have a few phonetarians who believe that looking at their phone screen during a service is a path to spiritual enlightenment. I say, God bless them all. But what is the common goal? We aren't going to heaven, at least, well, maybe some of us are, okay, believe that we are, but we're not all saying that. It's not required that you say that. What we are after is this spiritual growth thing. What the heck is that? It's kind of squishy. I think it's pretty clear that as you use, we each have our own path and our own way. What I'd prefer to say, okay, here's my statement. Your personal spiritual understanding of the world and universe will change with your experiences, and it will expand, and you will understand more in a way that is unique to you. Now, that's not squishy. Although you may not all agree with me, I've always seen spiritual growth as a path that is somehow free of neurotic and negative things, things from my upbringing, from my well-meaning and bad-meaning friends and frenemies, from the media, even from the president. They will sometimes block you from doing what is right and good and best and the things that will make you happy. I also think I've been overly influenced by Alan Watts, who I read when I was a teenager. He gave me the germ of the idea that you somehow have to throw off what you imagine yourself to be to discover who you really are. John Lennon, another point of view, once said, instead of giving money to a revolution, you should clear your mind instead. Right on, brother. That's what I'm talking about. In an even more modern context, how often has your computer told you to clear your cache and to, to clear your cache and, oh yes, and to clear your cookies? Isn't that a metaphor for clearing your mind, your computer, your mind? To feel this connection between me and the universe, I want to have a clear mind. It's not just a mind that is free of alcohol and drugs. It also means that when I decide something, I'm only influenced by what is relevant to that decision, not by my gut feelings, by what mom told me when I was growing up. But gut feelings can be important, but they can mislead you. I prefer to use real evidence to make a decision. Before I touch a stove burner, I gather information. I look to see if it's turned on. I hold my hand close to see if it's hot. I don't decide not to touch it because someone once said that stoves are the work of the devil. So a clear mind, which is clear of those feelings that interfere, is also important to spiritual growth. With a clear mind, I can be more open to the beauty of everyday objects and to the world. I don't always have that nagging critical voice in my head, and you know I already talked about that nagging head voice, that's saying, no, no, that's wrong. Don't do that. No one will like you. No one will understand you. You're crazy. And that way I can be more open to others. And you can see, you call me crazy all you want. I don't care. To this point, this is what I see as the intersection of accepting others, 3A, and spiritual growth, 3B. We encourage the spiritual path of everyone. We have clarity of mind to allow us to go along that path without doing things that block our spiritual growth. And we have a clear mind that can let enlightenment happen. Then there's another aspect, of having a clear mind. And that is the aspect of accepting yourself and your authentic self. And this is where coming out becomes an important part of that. Why is coming out part of this? Well, I told you I'm in welcoming. It's important to me. But I think you will agree that it's an obvious part of the first half of the principle, acceptance of each other. It's also, though, in the commitment of spiritual growth to others. Have you ever had a secret that you carried in your heart that you were afraid to tell anyone about? There are secrets that are external. They can happen to any of us. You have a horrible secret about something that happened to you when you were young. Maybe you're keeping a secret about something so that someone else won't get hurt. Maybe a doctor's diagnosis that will change your life and you're afraid to tell people about it. They're all things that you might be afraid to share. And then there are the internal secrets. Secrets about your inner identity and yourself. Maybe your secret is that you don't really feel like you're male sometimes, even though you're born with a male body. Maybe you're a girl who's attracted to another girl in your class. Maybe you do not have the same need for romantic attachments that all your friends talk about and say how wonderful it is to be in love. You don't ever feel that way. Having any one of these kinds of secrets will make you feel cut off from others, not accepted. and will keep you from having a clear mind. It will be difficult to make good decisions about what's best if you have secrets in your mind that affect your feelings, your self-acceptance, and your happiness. Can you be open to all the world has to offer when you're always worried that somebody will find out your inner secret? When you want to say something but feel everyone around you will hate you or want to lock you away? Can you look for the best in life when you're convinced that you're the worst person in the world? This is the internal landscape for people who are carrying secrets with them. Now, people have different levels of understanding. Some can't admit their feelings even to themselves. Some understand themselves but don't want to let anyone else know. Some are beginning to tell others their secrets when they feel ready. This is the process of coming out. It's a part of a spiritual journey, I hold, and it's an important part of acting authentically and living out the third principle of our faith. Our church has supported people who are ready to come out about themselves since we began to discuss becoming a welcoming congregation. This continues as we work towards welcoming renewal, but I actually think we are moving to a place where welcoming is not a program. Welcoming is not renewed. Welcoming is just always there. Part of our church, like that window in the sanctuary that lets in light. It's part of who we are and who we want to be. Now, our church participated in the Woodlands Pride this year, also had a presence in Houston Pride. I'd like to thank everyone that helped with this and acknowledge that it's the whole church community that makes this happen. If you were part of those efforts and you are comfortable doing so, you want to raise your hand or stand up. Thank you all for what you did. We also have many education opportunities for our diverse church, and there's going to be quite a few that come out in the next, over the year. And so what I'm asking you to do is please stay tuned for all these events. We are going to have a delayed coming out day ceremony. We're going to have a bunch of other stuff. And I hope that I have convinced you today that the third principle is an integral part of our church's vision. We will accept each other and we will honor each other's commitment to personal growth. The intersection of accepting and encouraging a spiritual path is that we all bring something important to this church. We need to have clarity of mind so we live without doing things that block our growth. We need a clear mind to let the enlightenment shine in. Living an authentic and enlightened life means we are being our authentic selves. Being open and honest about who we are and welcoming that honesty in everyone else circles back to accepting each other, the first part of our principle. This is, I think, the third principle of our faith. Thank you very much.